Our top story this evening, and Surrey Police are admitting they're not doing enough to respond to victims of child sex abuse and domestic violence. It follows police failures over investigating Jimmy Savile and ignoring a mother's warning her son was being groomed online. The boy, Breck Bednut, was later found murdered. Surrey's Assistant Chief Constable, Stuart Cundy, says they've identified key gaps.
Out of all the crimes that we record as Surrey Police, anywhere between 50 to 60% of those have a victim or a witness or an offender who has an element of vulnerability, which might be they are a child or they have some mental health concerns or some other aspect of vulnerability.
Or maybe an elderly person as well.
Absolutely. And sadly, we know that those most vulnerable individuals in society will be preyed on.
Has this rather crept up on you?
I wouldn't say it's crept up. But what we have identified in a real, you know, considerable level of detail within this last year is that our investment to tackle these crimes has not kept pace with the ever-increasing demand. So, for example, if I just take one particular crime type, and that of domestic abuse. So over a three-year period from about 2012 to 2015, we saw a 34% increase in reports of domestic abuse. Already this year, we see another 38% increase, and we can draw that to some other really, really key important crimes around vulnerable victims, for example, serious sexual offences, you know, considerable increases of over 120% over a three-year period. And whilst the number of offences that are being reported have increased, the complexity of them has changed dramatically as well. So we are now seeing about half of all the reports of sexual abuse that we receive relate to what we call historic offences, which means an offence that occurred more than a year ago.
Now, there are a couple of things that you thought, hold on, this is really a key identifying moment that means that we've got to look at things in a slightly different way.
For the victims of any individual case, their case will be one of the most traumatic things that could ever have happened to them. But from a Surrey Police perspective, you'll be aware that we investigated Jimmy Savile as a force. We published a review of that investigation in 2013. And what we identified from that investigation is that there were some clear lessons about how we approached victims, as well as many, many, many other cases, which identified to us that the level of victim care that we were giving consistently was not of the high standard that our communities and our victims would expect. What that led to from our perspectives is a real self-examination about, so if we've not got some individual cases right from our initial response or our investigative perspective, what do we need to do to put it right? What we have definitely done over this last year is very much lifted up that stone and looked into the darkest corners to really understand the full response that we give from policing, from that first call, that first contact to police, all the way through an investigation, and for some victims, ultimately all the way through the whole criminal justice system as well.
The review of child and domestic abuse inquiries comes ahead of what's expected to be a highly critical report by the police watchdog, the HMIC. Mr Cundy says officers will be switched from other work to help investigate.
The HMIC have inspected Surrey Police like they have all forces. Their inspection report has not yet been published, but alongside their inspection of forces, what we have done as Surrey Police is even more in-detail examination of understanding. So, where are we operating well and where are our gaps? And what that has identified for us is in some really key areas, we've got to do so much more. It's not about what's required. It's about what we demand from a Surrey Police perspective. So, yes, I think we have gone above and beyond what other forces have done, but I'm not personally aware of any force that's taken the bold decision to spend a considerable amount of time and resource to really drill into all child abuse investigations to identify, have we got any children that are currently at risk of harm, and to understand, so where are we getting things right and where we're getting things wrong? Because where we're getting it wrong is what I've got to try and fix. We want to be the very best at protecting people, within England and Wales. Surrey is still a safe place to live and work, and I want to keep it that way.
Surrey's Assistant Chief Constable Stuart Cundy there speaking to Peter Stewart.